This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of For a Better Life. This is Asma, and as usual, we're going to go through some ideas that might help us improve our life. Actually, I'm not a preacher and I did not have the intention to lecture you as a preacher. It's a heart-to-heart whisper and we'll have some time to think about things that matter the most in our life as human beings. So there are delicate things in life that we don't come to notice until it's too late. There's this famous poem that says, "All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players." You must have heard it. It actually is a poem by William Shakespeare. And then it says, they have their exits and their entrance. Well, right in this very line, the whole story of life lies. Now, in literature, the theme of life being a short journey keeps reappearing, and it definitely catches too much of attention from the audience. As for every single one of us, we do think of a day that we no longer have any more of time to do anything. It's an inevitable truth that no one lives forever, and there'd be a day that will die after all. Now, don't call me a bitter-tongued speaker for saying this, but really, how often do we think of this fact? How does it affect our life? Is it a depressing thing to keep death in mind? What's the point of remembering death every now and then? Well, before we go for the answers, let's go for a tiny little break and then we'll follow today's topic.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. This is For a Better Life, and we are talking about the short journey of life and the fact that death is very close, and in any time, I might be gone forever. And that is so sad. And I start my eternal life, which is the good news, of course. Well, every time we hear of someone's death, a moment of manifestation happens to us. It's as if the clock of our soul stops for a second and we can see the true face of life. At that very moment, I remember that all the hustles and bustles of life are trivial and all the beauties of life are mere distractions. If I have not been aware of the essence of my life, if I have not been close to my Lord, to the one who'll stay on my side forever. I remember there was a story which was called The Mask of the Red Death by Edgar Allan Poe. And it was a nice story. I recommend you to go for that. Because through this story, you will see different phases of life. Actually, it's metaphorical and it's got too much of ideas in that. But the most fascinating part of that was the fact that whenever a death comes in the middle, whenever they heard of a death of someone, the clock that was sit there in the middle of the crowd started making a sound so that everyone would notice that something has happened, something which is very important. That's exactly what happens in our ordinary life. Whenever we hear about death that happens around us, we feel like it's keeping us. For a moment, we feel like, oh my God, what's happening? A moment of manifestation, just as I told you. Now, thinking of death might sound so dark and depressing, but once I heard it from a scholar who looked at it from a beautiful angle, which actually came from the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, he said, if we look at this transitory life as a short death, and on the opposite, look at death as the beginning of our life, then death is going to sound as freedom, just like you're going to get rid of whatever that is so difficult, whatever that you've been through as a drudgery. You're going to say bye to all of that and then start a new life. Just like how Imam Ali alayhi salam puts it and says, death to a real believer and obedient of Allah is like taking out a worn-out dress and wearing a new one. So just imagine how would that look like. It would be just as freedom, something new, something so cool. So I guess they must change the inscription on the tombstone and change the date of death with the date of birth. I mean, they have to write it as the date of birth instead of death itself. Because that's the true thing that happens. And maybe if we looked at it like this ever since we were a kid, then we wouldn't have this dark idea of death. So I guess they must focus on this very point. Everyone who's writing the tombstones, actually, I guess they have to change it all. Because then it would be more of a happy thing, not something mournful. Now, the first step is settled. Death might sound so gloomy, but if we look carefully, it's freedom. And it's to get rid of the sadness and difficulties of life. All the drudgeries, you're going to put them back. And there'd be no more of the sadness, no more of the terrible things that you feel every single night you put your head on the pillow.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
The next point is about what's the use of remembering death so frequently? Well, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, constant remembrance of death will help us from getting too much immersed in the traps of life. And of course, it'll have us make the best of our chances. And, you know, you're going to be more focused on the things you want. If I think of no end for myself, then I'll stop trying and I'll perhaps stop seizing the opportunities for improvement. Maybe I'll be selfish and greedy, and perhaps I'll see no goodness in helping others. Our holy book always reminds us of the temporary nature of life, and it keeps reminding us to seize the chances of salvation and never give in to this materialistic, mundane life. Another important fact about thinking of death is that by keeping this thought in our mind, we actually are saving ourselves from the possibility of feeling regretful for the things we should have done and yet we didn't. Now we got it settled. There's no more fear of death, and actually it's going to be a new start. And the goodness of keeping this thought in our mind is that it's going to help us have more of motivation, is going to help us think of every single day as a new chance that is not going to come back to us. And who knows, maybe the next second I will no longer be among the people who are the settlers of the earth. I might be gone, and so this is very much sad if we do not take the opportunity and if we do not actually do the things that are going to be our only achievements that will help us in the world to come. Because all these good deeds that we're going to do in this world, the mere use of them is to come to our rescue in a time to come in the other life. So that's all. Life is very much of a chance, and then death is a new birth through which you're going to make use of all the chances you've used in your life, of all the chances you've seized in your life and made the best out of them. So thank you, dear listeners. I hope you enjoyed today's session. Until another program, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every